What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Chance Galloway. I created this podcast to help individuals find their purpose in life, to never give up, and to learn how to live relentlessly through the minds of individuals who exemplify what it means to live a relentless lifestyle. Are you ready to take this journey with me? Let's take off. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode on the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Chance, and I am fired up today, guys. Mondays are my favorite day of the week. And as you guys know, here on the podcast, on the live stream, on Instagram, Facebook, I bring the energy. I bring the fire every single day. We're here Monday through Friday. Same time today. We were a little bit off, so it's about 5 o'clock now, Eastern Standard Time. But I am fired up as always, guys. Thank you so much, Evan. What's going on, brother? Happy Monday. I'm fired up to be here, guys. We got it popping in Facebook. We got it popping in Instagram. You guys drop some fire emojis if you guys are excited for today's episode on mindset, motivational Mondays, whatever the hell you guys want to call it. But today, as I was just talking to you guys about before we started the podcast, we're going to be talking about pain, right? Everybody is going through something right now. There's a fucking recession coming, guys. There's a recession coming. I don't just mean financially. I see your fire. Let's go, baby. Let's freaking go. But guys, there's a recession coming. There's a storm that's going to come and try to rob you of your potential. It's going to try to rob you of your spirit, of your energy, of your flame. And it's up to you on whether or not you're going to be able to defeat that storm and to become that storm and to truly become relentless and rise to the fucking occasion, rise past the point of that pain and tolerance. You guys, like, listen, everybody has a tolerance of pain, right? Like, I've been going through something for the last 7 years. Even as I stand here and speak to you guys, my neck is hurting, my lower back is really tight, but I'm doing my goddamn best, guys, to be focused on you, to be focused on this podcast, to be focused on this live stream and ignore that pain. Like, I'm doing my best to do it. And I think I do pretty damn well because I have to wake up every day and do the same thing. And I'm happy. I love it, right? It excites me. I love getting on here and motivating people and telling you guys to wake the fuck up, right? To believe in yourself. But I'm in pain myself. But I'm here to tell you guys that if I can wake up every day and be in pain, I know that you guys can do it too. You guys, no matter what you're going through, if you lost a parent, if you lost a loved one, if you're alone, if you're dealing with depression, if you're going through anxious racing thoughts, if you have no confidence and you're insecure with how you look or how you feel, I'm here to tell you guys that you can be the change. You are the change. You just have to dig deep, guys. You have to dig deep and you have to rise to the fucking occasion. Rise to the situation. Rise to the level of pain tolerance that is needed to overcome your situation. You guys have to strap up and be ready. You got to wake the fuck up. If you guys want the life that you dream of, if you want to accomplish these goals, right? We talk about goal setting all the time. If you don't have goals, I would start making fucking goals. But if you guys have goals, it's time to understand that you're going to endure a storm, whether tomorrow or next month or next year, you are going to endure a storm. And it's going to be painful. It's going to be brutal. It's going to knock you on your fucking ass. But I'm here to tell you guys that if you have the right mindset, and that if you continuously affirm, you know, we always talk about these positive affirmations every day. If you can affirm who you are, who you want to become, right? Then when you're going through that pain, when you're going through that struggle or that challenge or that adversity, whatever situation you're going through, it's going to be so much easier. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be more tolerable. I think that's a better word for it. It's going to be more tolerable to get through that pain. There's a reason why, guys, I've been going through this for 7 years and I haven't given up yet. It's because I know there's something greater waiting on the other side of pain. There's something greater waiting for me if I can just hold on. And 7 years is a long, long time. It's a long time, guys. It's a long time. And every time, you know, somebody new asks about what I'm going through, my situation, why I'm not working out, you know, what's going on, I have to be okay with explaining myself, right? I have to dig back into that injury, right? And it sucks, but I continue to remind myself why I continue to fight. There's a reason for me. there's a reason. And that's why I keep pushing. That's why every day I wake up, I know I'm one step closer to getting better. I'm one step closer to getting my answer. I'm one step closer to getting to that solution, right? And to finally working out and to living my dream life and to be able to not be in pain anymore. Because I know I have to rise to the occasion. Every single 24 hours, you have the opportunity to either rise or to fall. What decision are you going to make? You either rise or you fall. Carla, what's going on? So guys, I'm here to tell you, life is not easy. Life is not easy. You guys know this by now. I'm not preaching anything new by telling you guys that life isn't easy. But what I am telling you guys is that in order to get something special out of this life, you have to be willing to make the decision and say, I'm going to fucking rise and I'm going to face this pain head on and I'm going to lean into this pain and it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay, you know, and I'm going to get through it. And not only am I going to get through it, but I'm going to fucking thrive through it. I'm going to do it with a goddamn fucking smile because I know that if I can get through this shit with a smile, whatever's on the other side is going to be a fucking breeze, man. It's going to be a breeze. And that's what you have to remind yourself. I'm here to wake you guys the fuck up today. It's Monday. I'm fired the fuck up. And you guys need to wake up. You need to rise. Too many of you are falling so short of your goals. You're falling short of your fitness goals, right? Of losing that 20 pounds or gaining that 20 pounds away. You guys know how many guys come to me all the time and they ask me, you know, I tried all these things, Chance. You know, I just don't know what to do next. And I tell them, well, how much resilience have you had? You know, like how consistent have you been? Oh, well, you know, I've tried this thing for 3 months and, you know, I tried this and I just don't understand, man. It's not seeming to work. And I just don't know where to go. You know, I'm hoping maybe you can teach me something, right? Like, how do you like maybe eat the right foods? Guys, I'm here to tell you, like, as much as a good solid meal plan and solid workouts, right, and releasing the body and sleep and water, as much as that's all super fucking important for any fitness goal, without consistency and without a certain mindset and a sense of accountability, you're not going to get to where you want to be. You're going to crumble. You're going to fall. You're going to fail. If you don't have that mindset of rising to the fucking occasion and rising when things get hard in your life, guys, because it's going to fucking happen. It's going to happen. You know, I don't know how many people out there listening to this maybe haven't had their story yet, right? You haven't been through the storm. Maybe you've been through a few little thunderstorms here and there, right? But you haven't really endured, you know, the main war of life. Like, there's constantly battles that God is throwing at us. And for a reason, he's testing us, guys. He's testing who can withstand the storm, who can come out the other side a stronger man or a stronger woman. You know, these are all battles. These are all tests. And it's up to us individually to overcome these battles, to become a better man, to learn something from it, to learn something from our mistakes. So you either rise or you fall. You either push past pain or you let the pain control you and suppress you. For as long as that pain is going to be there. And for many of us, guys, it's our entire life. For many of us, we lost confidence early on in life and we never gain it back. And that makes me so sad when I meet somebody like that, when they're so insecure, they have no confidence, they're anxious, right? They have depressive thoughts, possibly suicidal thoughts. And they've been dealing with this for 20 plus years. That to me is one of the saddest things that can happen to a human being. When a human being is robbed of that nature, you know, of being able to overcome, that tenacity, that resilience, that strength, that fire, that fucking energy. We all have it, guys, but 98% of us are robbed from it early on in life, you know, or maybe when we're 30 and we've been in the same job for the last 8 years and we finally have a family and we just go through the motions, right? Because that's all we can do now. We locked ourselves in. We're trapped. And that is so sad, guys. So I'm here to fucking wake you up and say, I don't care what situation that you're in. It's up to you to either rise or to fall, guys. And that's all I'm going to fucking leave you with today. You know, at the end of the day, guys, you are in control. Nobody else. Not me, not your parents, not your partners, not your bosses. Nobody is in control of making your life better than what it currently is. So if you're not 100% happy, and I'm not saying, you know, we have to be happy 100% of the time, but if you're not truly happy with where you're at in life and truly proud of your dedication and of your consistency and your commitment to your goals, I need you guys to wake up tomorrow, look at yourself in a mirror, write down some fucking goals, and write down why it is you wake up every morning. Why is it that God decided that you're worthy of life? Why is it that you're worthy of the greatest blessing known to mankind? Having fucking air in our lungs, having a heartbeat. You guys got to wake the fuck up. Remember why you're here. Remember why you're here. Start setting goals and start rising to the fucking occasion to push past pain. No more falling, guys. No more failing. You guys are worthy. You're worth it. And I'm super fucking proud of you. Much love, much respect. I'll catch you guys on tomorrow's episode. Let's fucking go. Peace.
Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, feel free to hit that subscribe button and leave a review. This helps further spread the message of The Relentless Life. You can find me on Instagram as Chance Galloway Fitness. I'm also available on LinkedIn and Facebook. If you have any questions following this episode, feel free to reach out to me at chancegalloway@live.com. Thanks again. Until next time, keep living consistently relentless.